So good morning. We were just in Perek Dal Halachavav. Kol Hashmanim v'Kol Apsilos Ksheros L'Ner Chanukah. So that Me'ikar Hadin, when it's permitted to use any kind of wick and any kind of oil for purposes of Ner Chanukah, V'Av V'Shen Nishmanim Nimshachin Achar Apsilos V'Ena Ard Nitleis Yafa Bosan Apsilos. You may have thought, the Rambam says, that if it doesn't light so clearly, it doesn't light so well, that would be a problem. But one is permitted to use any kind of oil and any kind of wick. And the reason for this is that unlike Ner Shabbos, which one is not only permitted to use, but maybe is encouraged to use, that's part of the Kavod Shabbos, it's part of the Onik Shabbos, we basically paskin, Asur Lishtamesh Be'ora, you're not allowed to use it, so there's no concern that you're going to come to adjust it on Shabbos and thereby violate Havara. That's one issue. And the second issue is kavsa in zakukla. As we mentioned yesterday, that if it happens to extinguish, one need not relight it. Okay, so afilu b'leil shabbos shebesochim mechanika mutar lahadik hashmanim apsilos she'asur lahadik behem ner shabbos levi she'asur lishtamish ner chanika bein b'shabbos bein b'chol v'afilu livdok maos only b'nosan la'ora asur. The Rambam paskins l'chumra. Now you can see here that it's noted in the Hagos Maimonios that this is not muskam l'kol. The truth of the matter is the Baal Amor and the Baal Iter are permissive on this point. So the question is really whether you're dealing here with a mitzvah. Mitzvah can be used, but if it's a kiddusha, like we say in Eres Halalu Kodeshem, ve'en lanu rishus lihishtamish b'am, it really deals with how one conceptualizes Ner Chanukah. Again, mitzvah or kiddusha. So if you take a look here in Os Zion, then we'll circle back to the other ones in Lagos Maimonios. Amar Rabba v'tzarech Ner Acharis lihishtamish la'ora. That's why we have the Shamash, just to make sure that we're not being moel in the kiddushas Ner Chanukah. Again, so there are two ways of interpreting that statement. Either it's a bizoy mitzvah, that's why you wouldn't want to count coins by the light of Chanukah, but let's say if you wanted to study Torah, it wouldn't be a bizoy mitzvah. On the other hand, you're just not allowed to use the light for anything. It happens to be a machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Baal Iter, on the one hand, who are Mekel and the Rush and the Rambam, and most of the Rishonim, on the other hand. In terms of Kol Hashmanim V'Chol Apsilos K'sheiros L'Ner Chanukah, if you take a look here in Os Hay in the Agos Maimonios, Amri B'Shoah Ben Levi, Kol Hashmanim Yafin L'Ner, V'Shem En Zayis Mitzvah Min HaMovchar. V'Chein Amar Rava Me'Resh, HaVamar Mahader HaMishcha DeKa'ava, Tain V'Shem En Kikler B'Yitzchak Reder Avuna B'Resh Perkin, Mikan Raya Delo Kai, Yohad Rabbi Shoah Ben Levi Yalo Ner Chanukah, when it comes to Shabbos, we wouldn't have been permissive about everything. We would have been restrictive, because the Gemara says, since you're not only allowed to, but encouraged to use the light, there's concern that if you use a very clean burning light, then you're going to be violating Havara, because you'll kind of Shema Yata, as we say in the Mishnayos with Bama Madlikin. V'od Dimash from the Kaza Hanu Shem and Kik, Tamasach Madlikin, Perish Ein Madlikin Baba Shabbos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when he said, he was obviously talking about Ner Chanukah. So I just wanted to point out to you something of a very important halachic phenomenon. That even though Me'ikar Adin, Kol Hashmanim v'Chol Apsilos K'sheiros Ner Chanukah, there's no, it's not an accident that in Ashkenaz, there's this tendency towards Chumra, that we want Shem and Zayisach. And it really corresponds to what we said just a few halachos ago in terms of Me'ikar Adin, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beso. And yet, we look for Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin. Part of our Chanukah response is that when our religion is threatened, as we said at the very beginning of the Rambam, Shas HaShmad, Shas HaGzeira, our response is to go, you know, L'chatchila, and not just L'chatchila, but Mitzvah Mina Muvchar, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. We look for the very best. Our response to having somebody try to take away, L'ashkicham Tarasecha, U'la'avira Mechukei Ritzonecha, is a very decided response indeed. And that basically parallels the halach of Shas HaShmad in general. You would think that if it's Shas HaShmad and people are trying to take away our religion, so certainly we should violate mitzvos kalos for the purposes of perpetuating the religion. But the opposite is true. When we sense that our religion is being threatened, right, what's our response? Is to double down, is to triple down, is to quadruple down, and to even be prepared to sacrifice our life for a mitzvah kala, not just for the Gimel Chamuros, and not just Bifar Hesia, but under any circumstances. And if Chanukah is really Shas HaShmad, then this entire construct makes sense. In terms of the middle here, point here, Afilu B'Leil Shabbos Shebesochim Chanukah, again, because unlike the Ner Shabbos, which you're encouraged to use, the Ner Chanukah you're not going to be allowed to use. So Amar Rav V'Tzarech Ner Acheres, this is in the Hagos Maimonios, Yishtam 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 Ora, Right, Rav Chista felt that on Shabbos one would have to use the clean burning lights again out of concern that one would come to adjust it. So there is a bit of a machlokes amoraim. If you look in the Gemara, the first sugya that comes up in the sugya of Chanukah is the sugya of Kol Hashmanim v'Chol HaPsilos, the sugya of Kabsa Ein Zakuk La. Okay, God willing, we will pick it up with Halacha Zayin in terms of the placement of the Ner Chanukah on Monday morning. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.